Welcome to Maseches Yuma, Perachas Mishnah Zayin, Chapter 8, Mishnah 7. Says the Mishnah, Mishanafla alav mapilas. If a house or building collapses on someone, on Shabbos or Yom Kippur, or even on Shabbos that is Yom Kippur, Safek Husham, Safek Enisham, and we're in doubt, is the fellow actually under the collapsed rubble, or maybe he's not even there, maybe he got out. Safek Chai, Safek Meis. Even if we know perhaps that he's underneath the collapsed building, maybe he's alive, maybe he's dead. Safek Nachri, Safek Yisrael. We're not sure if the fellow that fell on is a Jew, or if it's a non-Jew. The law is, Mefachin, Allah Sagal. We're allowed to take away the stones, we're allowed to dig, even though it's Shabbos, even though it's Yom Kippurim, and you're usually not allowed to do that. The halacha is you can take away the rubble to try to find the possible live person. Mitzahu Chai. If you find him alive, even if you see that he's dying, he'll live another hour maybe. Mefachin, Allah. The halacha is, you're allowed to continue to dig, because the halacha is you could even be Mechal Shabbos and Yom Kippur, you could violate Shabbos and Yom Kippur for Chai Shah, just to save a person for a small period of time. V'meis, let's say they found him dead, Yanichu. The halacha is that they must leave the dead body there until after Shabbos, till after Yom Kippur, then they could dig him up and give him the proper burial that he deserves. Let's see Mishnah Ches, Mishnah 8. Says the Mishnah, Chatos ve'osham vadai mechaprin. The Mishnah here speaks about different ways to achieve kapara, atonement, for sins that a person did throughout the year. So the Mishnah says like this, if a person brings a carbon chatos, a chatos was a sin offering that was bought if a person did a serious transgression accidentally, ve'osham vadai, or a person who brings a guilt offering that was brought if, let's say, a person stole, for example, so and then they claim that he stole and he swears falsely, and then he admits. Or if a person is moel, that means he uses the property of the Beis HaMikdash without permission, then the halacha is mechaprin. The sacrifice itself atones. Why is that? Because when a person would bring a karban, like the Rambam writes in the beginning of the Laws of Tshuva, the karban alone didn't atone for him. Just bringing an animal to the Beis HaMikdash doesn't do anything. What does is that the fellow would do vidui. He would confess on the karban, on the sacrifice, and accept upon himself not to do it again. So then the karban is mechaper together with his tshuva. The karban atones together with his tshuva. Says the Mishnah further, Misa v'yom ha-kippurim, death or Yom Kippur, mechaperd im ha-tshuva. Those atone if a person does tshuva. He feels remorseful about his sins, accepts upon himself not to do it again. Then it atones. Similarly, Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is only mechaper. It only atones if a person does tshuva. It's not just like a magic wand. A person fasts on Yom Kippur and they're totally forgiven for their sins. Continues the Mishnah Tshuva. If a person just does repentance, that means to say they do charata, they have remorse, they do vidui, they confess, and they accept upon themselves never to do it again, the three components of Tshuva. Mechaperes al averes kalis, it atones for lenient sins. Allah say, if a person violates a positive commandment, or if a person violates a lav hanita klase, which means to say a negative commandment that could be rectified by a positive commandment, then the halacha is that tshuva atones for it. But anything stricter than a positive commandment or a positive commandment that's a negative command rectified by a positive commandment, then tshuva does he toila. The tshuva protects the person temporarily from any type of punishment from Hashem. Until Yom Kippur comes, and then together with the tshuva that the person did for that lois haseh, for that negative commandment, let's say, then he receives a tshuva, then he receives atonement. So it comes out like this. If a person accidentally violated a positive commandment, or a positive commandment that rectifies a negative commandment, or accidentally violated a negative commandment, and he does tshuva, he gets tshuva right away on the spot. If he violated intentionally a negative commandment, then the halacha is, the tshuva protects him, and then Yom Kippur ultimately is mechaper. Yom Kippur ultimately atones. If a person did something by mistake, he violated a sin, then ultimately a person would be chayav kares, early death, or misas bezin, death at the hands of the Jewish court. Then a chatas is mechaper with tshuva. If he brings the carbon chatas, he brings a sin offering, it atones if he does tshuva. If he intentionally violated one of these prohibitions, then tshuva and Yom Kippur protect him from harm, and yisurim, suffering, ultimately is what takes away this prohibition and it cleanses him. However, Chazal teaches us, and the Rambam writes this, it's from the Gemara, that if a person does chilul Hashem, they violate, they desecrate, they profane God's name, then tshuva doesn't work. Yom Kippur doesn't work. The only thing that works is ultimately death. Just one more point, which is that this is only nowadays when we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. However, when we had a Beis HaMikdash, we had a temple. The Sar Mishnaleach, the goat that was sent out and pushed off a cliff, was Mechaper for all sins, both the lenient ones and the strict ones, except for Beinam Mechaperos, sins that were interpersonal, because then a person had to ask forgiveness from his friend. Some comes on down to the Beis HaMikdash, there's a tremendous void. May Hashem rebuild it speedily. May you have a great Shabbos. All the best.